Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lickety-split fashion.
That's what they call me on the beat. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split Weeder.
Dan Weeder.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Weeder said we would mention this nugget.
Bears beat reporter for The Athletic.
Well, yeah, so I was going into the locker room as soon as it opened up, and there was a big horde of media in the middle segment, and over the left segment where a lot of the offensive guys were, Caleb was just sitting by himself, getting ready to go through his whole post-game routine, and I just kind of smirked at him. It was kind of a look of being like, wow, like that was a crazy last hour of everyone's lives, right? And particularly yours. And he just kind of looked up and smiled and shrugged and said, you know.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
Porter High School, the Blue Jays.
All right, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Porter Blue Jays.
Porter.
P-O-R-T-A. I'm sorry. The Porter Blue Jays.
Yeah. On their quote playoff win.
So, congrats to the fellows.
So anyway, that's all I got, guys.
Great talk to you out there.
Yeah.
Dan Weedier.
Go ahead, Dan.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love when we get the opportunity to talk with Dan Weeder about what's going on with the Bears. It's a big game for the Bears. Can they change the way that they are looked at with a 6-3 record if they are to beat the Giants? Let's discuss this with Dan Weeder. He joins us now on the Circa Las Vegas hotline, Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com. Weedsy, thanks for joining us, man. This ends up being a big week for the Bears on a lot of different ways, in a lot of different ways, and them ending up 6-3, that could change a lot with the way that they look at themselves and the way that the league looks at them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There's no question. And I think the fun part of this whole journey is that there's a lot of big weeks ahead. And the Bears are firmly relevant in this NFC playoff picture. And they get a chance Sunday to take care of business in a game that they absolutely should win. And so I'm eager to see how they handle this test, how they step up to this challenge. I think on paper, you realize they're the superior team. And obviously, this is the NFL. And on any given Sunday, you can get beat. But I really do think that this is one of those situations where the only way the Bears lose this game is if the Bears lose this game, if that makes sense.
I think it does. But expound. If they blow it, if they turn the ball over, or if they fall prey to whatever the Giants' strengths are.
I think they're just going to have to make some inexcusable mistakes at key times to lose this football game. They're certainly capable of that. We obviously know that the special teams has to play a lot better on Sunday than it did last week. We know that the offense can't be subject to some of the inconsistency that they've experienced over the first 2 months. But when you bring a last place team that's got some psychological wounds to your stadium with a chance to take their biggest weakness and put it up against one of your biggest strengths, which is their run defense and your run offense, you have a chance to dictate the entire terms of this football game on Sunday. I expect the Bears to do so. I think they've got a very, very solid coaching staff who understands how to attack games like this. And now you just go take the test on Sunday.
I hope so, but I am worried in those situations when they do pass that this is a collection of guys who can rush the passer.
There's no question, and it starts with Brian Burns. Obviously, we know how dangerous he is, and we know that a lot of the attention that you have to pay to Dexter Lawrence on the interior creates opportunities for Brian Burns to get some matchups that he likes and then to go capitalize on those. That's one of two things about this Giants team that really worries me. It's Brian Burns coming in and doing the Max Crosby thing to you like you experienced in Vegas a couple months ago. The other thing is we're only 4 weeks removed from this Giants football team beating the Super Bowl champs on a Thursday night stage and beating them soundly with a rookie quarterback who's clearly fearless, who clearly has some energizing moxie to him and is capable of doing that. And then they turn around the next week and they're up 18 points with 7 minutes to go against the Denver Broncos in a game that may have changed their season. And then they blew that game somehow, some way. And I don't think they've recovered from that yet. They've experienced some injuries. Obviously, Cam Scadabo, a big part of both of those games, he's no longer in their plans. And so, look, like they can be feisty, and it starts with Brian Burns, but you are the better football team, and you're at a stage now in your growth where you just go out and you prove that every time you have an opportunity to prove that.
Looking at the old time to throw stat for NFL quarterbacks, and the bottom five, the guys who take the longest to throw before once they snap it, are Justin Fields, fifth, Cameron Ward of the Titans, fourth, Jalen Hurts of the Eagles, three, Jacoby Brissett, now that he's had enough attempts to qualify, is second, and Caleb Williams, far and away, the longest time to throw of any quarterback in the league. Why is that, Dan?
I've got two answers to this, and the second answer will get us closer to a direction on the conversation. The first one is, look, like this is a quarterback who has a tendency to hold the ball too long. He's also a quarterback who looks to find plays down the field. And so sometimes, which they've been coaching him in recent weeks, when there's opportunities to just tuck it and run it, he's kind of back there trying to find ways to scramble and throw. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And so that decision-making process has to kind of find a greater sweet spot for Caleb as they go forward. I thought it was better in Cincinnati than it had been the couple previous weeks. The other part of this is Ben Johnson was asked a question probably early last month about Caleb's time to throw, and he had no idea what it was, and he seemed completely unconcerned with what it was. And so for me, that was a cue, and this coaching staff provides a lot of them in terms of how they're evaluating their quarterback, that they don't really care about that they examine each
play within each series of each game, and they try to make sure that he's mastering the concepts of that play and the rules within their entire system. And so because it's not a priority for them, it by extension, it's not really a priority for me. It's a good conversation piece, I think, for people on the outside. But when we're tracking the quarterback's development, I think it's healthy to kind of see it through the eyes of the guy that's overseeing the development, and that's Ben.
Well, that's interesting because it's been a point of interest for me and for a lot of others. I wonder why they don't value it. I mean, look, sometimes when you scramble and you extend plays, like Lamar Jackson's is pretty high. Justin Herbert's is pretty high. Like, there's lots of good reasons why you might end up with a number that high. Josh Allen's obviously is high. Jackson Dart's is pretty high.
Yep. And it comes with trying to make plays off script, right? Like, a lot of times that's what it is. And so those guys that have that capability then have higher time to throw. My eyes right now, this is sort of married up with this, are trained on these decisions that Caleb has with whether to scramble and throw or tuck and run. Again, I thought he did a good job last week in Cincinnati. I counted 15 plays within that game where he had to take it off schedule, wound up with 3 scramble and throw completions, wound up with 5 scrambles, which, as you guys know, made a big difference, including the second last play last week that put him in position to throw that 58-yard touchdown pass. And so that was a little bit better. And then the thing that you've heard really every week, and Caleb's heard every single day he's gone in the building since late July, is ball location, right? And you hear it from the color analysts in every broadcast every single week that they're trying to get him a little bit more precise with where he delivers the football so that you can get some of those runner's balls, you can get that yards after catch total up, and all of a sudden your offense can come to life in the way that Ben wants it to come to life. And so those are my kind of two focal areas for this next stretch of games as the Bears kind of try to get this thing looking exactly how they want it to look as they enter that stretch run in December.
How have you thought Theo Benedict has evolved in his first few games as the starting left tackle?
You know, like, similar to when he first got in there, you are drawn to the fearlessness, and you're drawn to the tenacity, and you're drawn to the ability to have a very aggressive play style in the run game, you know, and you're like, okay, like, this gives your entire offensive line a greater identity. It gives your running game some teeth, and we've seen that come to life, obviously, coming out of the bye in very impressive fashion. And then I think there's some things in pass pro that need work, and they need experience, and you need reps, and you need to kind of understand what football at this level is all about. I think he's really taken to coaching. I think that's what it continues to give this group at Hallis Hall belief that they can get a lot more out of him. The development process means a lot to Theo. It means a lot to these coaches. And so you kind of just sit back and say, okay, let's just see where they're able to take this ride over the next, you know, 7 or 8 weeks and see how much he can squeeze out of this first season playing in the NFL. And then you make some bigger picture decisions from there. But certainly I start with the fearlessness, because this dude has been, from the minute he took his first snap, capable of going out there and really feeling comfortable as a tone setter.
Do you let's stay on the offensive line. Has Darnell Wright arrived as a consistent force in the NFL?
Well, you just used a key word there, and it's consistent, you know, and so, like, I think that's a long play in the NFL. For no matter what position you play, consistency is the name of the game. I've been really impressed with Darnell since he came back after the missed game. Obviously suffers a pretty serious elbow injury, gets braced up, and then gets back into the mix and has played with such purpose since he's been back in there. And look, like, this coaching staff's been very forthright from Jump Street and challenging him of letting him know that his mental focus has to be there on every snap of every drive, that when he's out there on the field, he has to be using his strengths on every snap of every drive. And there's been a response from Darnell in recent weeks. And in that game in Cincinnati, obviously there's some highlight reel stuff, whether it be, you know, driving a guy off the ball for 9 and 10 yards or doing a cartwheel on a touchdown celebration. You look at that and you go, there's something to work with here. And now it is all about that one word, consistency.
Colston Loveland has been interesting to watch, because I've felt like there have been times where he wasn't getting to where he needed to be in routes quick enough. And I wondered if that messed up some of the chemistry with him and Caleb early on in the season. Since then, obviously last week, he's the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. He has a game-winning touchdown for the Bears. What have they said about his development, and what are the important elements of it?
they are so drawn to how invested Colston is in his own development, right? Like, this is a guy that as a rookie has been very impressive of quickly assimilating to the professionalism needed at this level to get the most out of yourself. He comes to work every day with purpose. Those are the types of guys that Ben is really drawn to. You look at the first touchdown catch last week, and he's got a win on that route. And then Caleb does a magnificent job of using his eyes to kind of manipulate the defense and hold that hook defender, and then throws an absolute missile. But if Colston doesn't win on that route, it's not a touchdown. Instead, it's a touchdown, and the Bears don't have to settle for three. And in a game where every single point mattered, as you guys well know, Colston Loveland provides a huge play before he provides an even bigger play, obviously in the final minute. And so, look, like, you know, we're 8 games into his first season in the NFL. So much ahead of him, so much potential, so much growth, and there's been no signs through the first 2 months of the regular season that he's going to fall off track with where they want him to head. And so, again, there's such a long game with so many of these people that are central to the Bears' long-range plans here that you just have to be patient. It's hard to do, but I think Colston's on a great trajectory to become everything they thought he was going to be when they drafted him.
I always like to look at the work that Dan Wiederer does, because it's often exhaustive over at The Athletic, taking deep dives and stuff. And you wrote about Roma Dunze, and we could touch on it, but you wrote a long piece on Caleb Williams at the halfway mark. And so one thing we didn't ask, to me, the central issue is Ben breaking the ego of Caleb in a healthy way, in terms of like Caleb said it himself after the game, I don't always have to do the cool play, the scramble drill play. It was fascinating to hear him say that himself and be accountable and like honest about it. I was like, hell yeah, you go, kid. So like, how's that process going to your eyes?
Well, first of all, I want to compliment the two of you guys. I sent it to you over text earlier in the week because I thought you guys had a really healthy conversation about the Caleb evaluation earlier in the week that I thought was really informative for anybody that listened to it, because there's a lot of gray area to this. There's a lot of nuance to Caleb's growth, and it can be very uncomfortable for people that want this to be a, you know, pick one side, he's great or he's not good at all, right? And nobody can live in that zone where it's like, sometimes he's great and sometimes he's not good at all, and we may have to live in that zone for a long, long time. What I was most excited about this week was hearing Caleb on Wednesday talking about how Ben has his back. And when you have a guy in your corner the way Ben is, it allows you to come in the building every day without being guarded, without having defense mechanisms up, with an ability to go attack the purpose of that day in your development. And so I think when we talked early, when we were walking into training camp in July about these two needing to create some synergy, I think it's starting to be created. And I think it's in the way they communicate with one another. I think it's in Caleb having buy-in with what Ben is trying to get out of him. And I think it's Ben pouring into him with it, with an understanding that, look, like, we're married in this thing. And like, if we're going to reach the ultimate goals that we want to reach individually and as a team, we've got to be the engines of this thing. And so those two guys, I think, are starting to find a little rhythm in their relationship together. And that should pay dividends over the course of time.
HT took some hits this week, obviously, because the special teams are not very good. Had the Bears lost, there would have been some anger towards Dennis Allen as well. The what things that happened last week are concerning enough that you worry about them going into the next couple of games?
You could write a book this week called Had the Bears Lost, because this entire city would be in a different place had one of the Bengals safeties made a tackle on that last pass to Colston Loveland, right? And then it, like, this entire week is a different place. But that's the NFL. Look, like, you heard the urgency from all the coaches this week about the special teams errors, and that's got to get better in a hurry. You cannot have that third phase be a reason that you lose football games, and ultimately you want it to be a reason you win games, which it was in Vegas when Josh Blackwell blocked that kick a few weeks ago. I need to see, a defense find a way to just be a little bit stiffer against the pass. Now, look, like, there was a lot of late yardage in that game from Flacco and the Bengals, and it had Tremaine Edmonds's pick six stood up. That's a whole another subplot to this thing. That game's a totally different story, and we're probably talking all week about a Bears blowout and how they were able to land the knockout blow. But I guess big picture with this team, with Ben's sort of emphasis on trying to create that killer instinct, it really applies to this week across all three phases, where if you do have a game that's in your hands in the fourth quarter with, you know, 7 or 8 minutes to go, you better find a way, offense, defense, and special teams, to just put it away instead of needing the last second drama that they've needed so much this year, whether it be in Vegas or Washington or Cincinnati. You want to have the identity of a team that can go take care of business late in a football game. I think Sunday presents the perfect opportunity for that, and we'll see how they respond to that.
Real quick, were you as impressed with Roma Dunze's reaction to his father's Twitter stuff as we were?
Yeah, I was impressed with the entire handling of it. Look, like we took care of that in 3.5 minutes in a locker room on Thursday, right? And it was just, in my opinion, it wasn't an interrogation. It wasn't confrontational. It was just a wellness check. Like, you doing all right? Like, can you just set the record straight that your father's thoughts on social media don't reflect your feelings inside this building? Rome's been that way since he got here. Really impressive, mature dude. And I think the Bears are thankful for that.
Weedsy, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.